harvest ore faster. Sure, the higher your strength and attack coefficients, the more damage you deal, so the ore vein hit points get vanquished quicker. The higher your accuracy, the fewer misses you make. Higher accuracy means fewer useless strikes? Yeah, didn't you have agility pumped all the way up? That's right. It is related to accuracy, so you shouldn't miss all that often. However, the damage you deal is unlikely to be much to write home about. 5 to 7 points. I'm afraid to hit harder. It would also take longer to swing. Well, that's next to nothing, lad. You screwed up royally there. I deal a minimum of 35 points of damage per hit. Wow. Over 100 if I crit. Crit? Hit critically. That's when you deal more damage to the resource. It usually doubles the average value. Ever notice that happen? I did. When you fight a mob, a crit hit deals some serious damage, breaks a paw, busts an eye, and so on, or has no vulnerable organs, so you just double the damage you deal. By the way, the chance of dealing a crit depends on agility, among other things, so you should see them a bit more often than usual. I'd say they're rare enough, and I never managed to deal more than 15 damage. You're way above me there. My pickaxe is also better than yours, although not by much. Where did you get it? It's my own. Can I get something similar from Greedy? Sure. He might extend you a line of credit, but at rip-off interest, of course, paying cash would be a more reasonable option. But I haven't got a single coin. In that case, pray for something of value to drop. Come again? Did you see that ore veins have the chance of discovering an unexpected resource property? I sure did, right next to the part about the additional piece of ore. An additional piece of ore is easy enough. You get 2 or more lumps at the end. This usually happens on every 12th attempt or so. Unexpected resources are something else, though, more complicated. We harvest copper, which is a metal, so you usually get some other metal as an unexpected drop, most often tin, occasionally iron. In theory, you might get mithril or adamantite, but I've never heard of that actually happening here. Copper is too much of a noob thing, after all. However, even though copper is a metal, you can get some stone as a bonus. An inexpensive piece of malachite is your best bet, but in theory, nothing would prevent a diamond from winding up in your bag either. So this is the deal. We are only obliged to submit copper. Everything else is our personal bonus. So make your own arrangements with Greedy. Got it? 1 chance in 10,000. I won't manage to dig up one of those in a week with my speed. It's all a matter of luck. Some get 3 drops a day, while others hardly see them in a month. There's also another way of making a few coins, but you're still too green for that. What's that? Kill a few mobs and get some loot. Loot? You're one incredible noob. A mob doesn't only give you experience. When you off one of those, you end up with the carcass, and you can find all sorts of stuff in there, some of it quite unexpected. Pelts, claws, fangs, and so on are obvious enough, but you get lots of other fun stuff as well. It all depends on the mob. They even used to drop coins back in the day, but they stopped that during beta testing. Mobs also make your stats grow much faster than ore. Stats? Your statistics. How much did your strength grow today? It was 9, and 9 it remains. So it didn't even increase by 0.01%? Apparently it didn't. So where does one find those mobs? Do you have to go into the woods? They won't let you out of the mines, so don't even dream of the woods. Why won't they? So that you wouldn't run away with those rags and that pickaxe. It's a noob clan and a noob mine, so the rules are the kind you'd expect for noobs, too. Their contract is a joke. It isn't registered at any miner's guild, so they have nothing on you. Even if you do a runner before your contract expires and take a few souvenirs with you. Did you bind to the respawn point up there? Sure, just like they told me. That bind spot is only good for a month. Then you'll respawn at the altar of the nearest Temple of Light. If you don't manage to get your due from these noobs, and they start coercing you into extending the contract, your only chance of getting away without much fuss is to kill yourself. You mean they can rip you off in the end? It's a snake pit of the highest order. The in crowd manages to turn a profit. The likes of us get stuck here right and proper. It's much like slavery. How did you end up here anyway? Ross recollected what Digits had told him. Someone helped me. He did warn me, though, that I would end up cursing him. An honest guy. Well, honest in his own way, of course. Well, I haven't cursed him yet. That's because you and your agility wouldn't cut the mustard in any decent place. Noobs like the swords don't care. You could have dumped all your points into intellect or whatever, but no decent clan will pick up trash with misaligned stats. This isn't that bad an option for you. Spend a month here, and you'll end up leveling up your mining and quarrying, and maybe also your strength as well. Mining and quarrying? I don't think I even have that stat. It's an auxiliary stat, so you find it at the very end. I tried to tap on that line, but without any result. That's because you have no auxiliary stats unlocked, leveled to 1, that is. You'll see it pop up once you reach 1 point. There are hundreds of auxiliary stats, possibly thousands. Nobody knows how many for sure. Anyway, it's time for me to carry on. Just one more thing, pup. Can you find any mobs here in the mines? You can, but you'll have a hard time with your stats and your pickaxe. The mobs will swat you like a fly. So what? I could at least try. Go for the ore. It's better for your health and your purse. I don't have to submit any ore today anyway. Oh, so you arrived too late, did you? Those noobs only register their arrivals in the morning and in the evening. If you keep on following the mine, deep into the mountain, you'll find a bunch of abandoned galleries with no one working there. Galleries? Sideways tunnels like this one. They follow the veins of ore. Got it. That's where you find the mobs, at some distance from the miners. And the deeper you go, the more you'll see. If you go really deep, you may find monsters that will incinerate you with a single glance. They come out at night. Sometimes they reach the mine entrance, and even the settlement itself, so all the work stops in the evening, as the sound of pickaxe tapping the rock will sure draw them to you. It's a noob mine, a noob clan, and noob ore that no one needs except for said noobs. And now, if you'll excuse me, I've got to stop chatting and get back to work. Chapter 8. Ross kept on walking further and further, counting the galleries that branched away from the main tunnel. The sounds of the miners working were left far behind, and the light from the last torch disappeared a while ago. There were no sources of light here at all. Only his vision saved him. He couldn't tell any colors apart, but otherwise he could see just fine. The mine looked like the set of a horror film, with tatters of some sort hanging from above, looking like fragments of gigantic cobwebs. He had to tread carefully. There were patches of loose gravel here and there, as well as rock-hard fluorescent mushrooms. He tripped on one of those and fell, without causing any visible damage to the mushroom. So where were the promised mobs? He could see no signs of life. Could Pup have been pulling his leg? He couldn't trust anyone here. He must have been had like the worst kind of noob. There was a suspicious sound of shuffling coming from above. Ross froze, wincing in disgust. It was a perfectly ordinary rat, albeit the size of a small dog. So revolting. So this was a mob? Mine rat. Aggression, low. Sociality, high. Level, hidden. Skills, hidden. Stats, hidden. Ross wasn't too fond of rats, but he had no choice. He started toward the oversized rodent, aiming to strike it with his pickaxe. The mob looked at the trouble heading its way suspiciously and promptly pattered forward, disappearing in the next gallery. "Stop, you!" shouted Ross, dashing after the rat. The rat didn't obey. Moreover, it started running faster. Ross hurried to catch up with it. The gallery was bound to end sooner or later, and he would punish the cowardly beast there. However, Ross never managed to reach the end of the gallery. He halted suddenly, seeing that instead of one rat, he was now facing three. The new ones were also a lot larger than the first. The critters did not seem to hurry anywhere. They just stood there, looking at Ross. And he really didn't like that look. He assessed his chances soberly and decided against getting involved. The rats, however, were of a different mind. They rushed him at once, shrieking revoltingly, as if following a command. Ross managed to meet the first rat with a well-placed hit on the snout that made it rebound with an even uglier shriek, but the second one managed to grab him by the leg. His ankle felt like a bear trap closed around it. It was hardly painful, but the sensation was far from pleasant. However, when the third rat closed its jaws over his thigh, Ross screamed from pain that felt as real as any. Not unbearable by any means, but quite unexpected. What kind of game was this, where everything was real, including pain? He dealt the rat a hard blow on the back and swung at another, but that was when darkness engulfed everything. The next moment he felt sunlight, so bright it hurt the eyes. Ross was sitting in the stone circle next to the pole, gazing up at Greedy, who was sitting on a narrow bench underneath an awning next to the edge of the crater with an astounded grin. The entire battle took just a few lines of system messages to describe. You hit the mine rat for 8 damage. The mine rat hits you for 4 damage. The mine rat hits you for 8 damage. The mine rat hits you for 7 damage. Critical damage sustained. Severe bleeding effect applied. You are losing your hit points rapidly. The mine rat hits you for 7 damage. The mine rat kills you. Achievement earned. First death. Achievement bonus, 5 extra hit points. Bonus effect, permanent. You are resurrected at your current respawn point, Miner Settlement, next to the ravenous mine, Rallia Province. The current owner is the Sword Power Guild. Attention, this is a dangerous zone. There is high likelihood of aggressive actions from monsters and players. It is not recommended to place your bind points in dangerous zones.
What's up, noob? Not your day, is it?
Greedy grinned.
Congratulations on popping your cherry kicking the bucket. Who got you? Or did you do yourself in? Hit yourself on the forehead with a pickaxe, maybe?
I need a flask and a better pickaxe, said Ross once he came to his senses.
Oh, yeah? And how about my mom in black stockings and a garter?
Is she pretty, at least?
Even uglier than you are.
In that case, I'll pass. So how about that pickaxe and flask?
You'll get your pickaxe tomorrow, once production starts again. You'll pay that back in ore. A flask is worth real money, though.
How about I pay for that in ore, too?
A flask isn't a pickaxe. The clan only provides tools and clothing, so you can get stuffed.
But Pup said you could also pay off for a flask in ore.
Why don't you get your flask from Pup, then, if he's so clever?
Ross spat the greedy bastard right in the face mentally and headed toward the crater. The next rat behaved just like the previous one. It ran off as soon as Ross got close. He decided against chasing it, assuming it would end just like his first acquaintance with the rodents. He threw a lump of ore at the beast instead. He missed, but the rat didn't run away as fast as its paws could take it. Instead, it approached the rock that fell onto the ground and started to sniff it. Ross managed to hit its paw with his second throw. A system message told him that he dealt 2 points of damage to the rat. The rat shrieked, spun like a mad top, and rushed toward its foe. Ross had intended for something like this to happen, but he was hardly overjoyed by the fact that his plan worked. Even a single beast was cause enough for unease. He was extremely reluctant about experiencing pain again. He intercepted the rat with a crushing downward blow, so hard he had to go down on one knee. Alas, instead of hitting its neck the way he had intended, he struck the rodent further down its back, a little to the left. The beast sure was quick to dodge the menace. There was a spray of some dark liquid, some screeching, a flash of pain in the bitten ankle, and then another blow, followed by another. The jaws released their vice-like grip on his leg. The rat fell down in its death throes, with its paws convulsing. You hit the mine rat for 8 damage. You kill the mine rat. XP received 10. Points left until the next level, 83. Achievement earned, first kill. Achievement bonus, 1 unassigned primary stat point. Achievement unlocked, rat scourge. Kill 1,000 rats to complete the achievement. Reward, random. Well, well, well. Killing mobs was turning out to be highly beneficial. Even his first death had boosted his health from 28 hit points to 33, and now he would raise his strength by a whole point. Incidentally, it had also grown from 9 to 9.01. Pup had been perfectly right. Combat made stats increase faster. The pesky rat left him with 19 hit points remaining out of his 33, so his victory had come at the price of blood. Ross decided against the risks associated with hunting more rats before recovering his HP. Instead, he went to the nearest gallery so as to waste no time, found a promising ore vein, and started hacking away at the rock. But then he stopped nearly as soon as he'd started and ran back, cursing as he went. The rat carcass was still there. Ross touched it with his finger, swallowing down his revulsion. What he saw was similar to the way the contents of his bag were displayed, a field divided into squares, with the first 4 on the top left filled with items of some sort. Rat pelt, rat claws, rat tail, rat fangs. They didn't look like treasure of high value, but Ross decided to collect everything just the same, and then went back to the monotony of a miner's labor. He used up his vigor before his health made a full recovery, but then, as he was resting, he realized that his hit points regenerated faster that way. Another thing he noticed was that the holes left on his pants by the teeth of the rodents had grown smaller, though their durability fell by a single point. He had a good memory for numbers. He'd spend all his profits on clothes this way. He heard a rumble and turned around, seeing another rat. The beast dared not approach, and seemed to have been looking for something among the fungi growing in the cave. Ross observed the mob, absent-mindedly, examining the game interface in hopes of finding something useful, or at least learning to handle his character better. Passive skills. Now what would those be? Plus 10% to magic and ranged weapon damage. Hardly very useful at this point. Gift to the race's last scion. His levels were frozen, so that was of no use. Nevertheless, his XP points kept accumulating for some reason. 1 for every piece of ore, and a whopping 10 for the rat. What would happen once he got the remaining 83? He had no idea. Active skills. He had 2 of those, Soul Trap and Reviving the Trapped Soul of the Long Dead. The former required 20 magic energy points, and the latter, 30. He only had 21 at his disposal, which ruled out exactly 1/2 of his active skills. Now what was he supposed to do with the one he could use? Soul Trap. Ross tried tapping it mentally, like the line with the auxiliary stats, which was still empty. No effect at all. He stared at the rat, which was still sniffing something out, and tried again. The crystal icon blinked, and the blue magic energy bar became almost empty. This was followed by an enraged shriek. The rodent that he kept staring at finally left the mushrooms alone and started running toward him with obviously hostile intentions. He didn't manage to jump up in time, so he intercepted the foe with a sideways strike from a sitting position. This threw the mob off course, and it dashed just past Ross, slapping him with its scaly tail. He struck at it once more, this time from the back. You hit the mine rat for 6 damage, critical hit, broken paw. The rat was much slower to maneuver now, clearly favoring the wounded paw. Ross jumped away, getting out of the range of the head that snapped its sharp fangs at him, and struck from afar, using the whole length of his arm and the weapon, and making the blow fast as well as strong. This might be a game, but one shouldn't forget his real-world skills, which seem to come in handy even here. Another blow, the last one, a line drawn under his second battle. You kill the mine rat. XP received 10. Points left until the next level, 73. Achievement earned. Clear kill. You have defeated your opponent without taking any damage. Achievement bonus, 1 resilience point. Bonus effect, permanent. Achievement unlocked. Impervious. Kill 2,000 monsters of your level or higher without taking any damage to complete the achievement. Bonus reward, random. Even though Ross had no idea what resilience was used for, it still seemed like good news. Apart from earning a bunch of bonuses, he discovered an excellent method of attracting the rat's attention. He wouldn't need to creep up and throw ore at them. He could just cast Soul Trap, and they would run toward him of their own accord, rage clouding their judgment. The downside was that the skill used up virtually all of his magic energy, and it took about as much time to restore as health. Strangely enough, the rat turned out to have no pelt, even though Ross could clearly see it. There was, however, something new among the claws and fangs. Soul Crystal, trapped creature, mine rat. Obviously enough, Ross collected everything, and then went back to mining while waiting for his magic energy to replenish. Once there were 19 points on the blue bar, he set forth to hunt new quarry, hoping for the remaining ones to restore en route. His estimations were correct. He killed another rat, losing a third of his health in battle. This was followed by more hard mining work, some rest, and more labor. Then he resumed his hunt. Another rat at the intersection of the main tunnel with one of the galleries. He cast Soul Trap yet again, and the enraged beast rushed toward him, followed by 4 more quickly moving rodents. He felt pain. Then it got dark. As before, this was followed by a bright light and Greedy's most unpleasant grin. The mine rat kills you. You are resurrected at your current respawn point, miner settlement next to the ravenous mine, Rallia Province. The current owner is the Sword Power Guild. Attention, this is a dangerous zone. There is high likelihood of aggressive actions from monsters and players. It is not recommended to place your bind points in dangerous zones.
"Haven't seen you in a while. I almost started to miss you," said the dwarf with contrived warmth.
"Greedy, I have a few rat pelts, some claws and fangs, and a skull. Is there any way we could arrange something about the pickaxe and the flask?
Do I look like a vendor to you?"
"No, but you were saying
I told you to work and not knock stinking entrails out of rats.
I need a flask and a pickaxe. You're my only chance of getting them, and you know it. So let's come to some sort of an arrangement."
"You're some noob. If you at least had 100 or 200 of them, there'd be some sense in it for me. The way it is, there is none. The smaller stuff and other garbage is only interesting when there's a lot of it. As for me, I don't care for it at all."
"Who would be interested in rat remains, then?" asked Ross, wishing to take advantage of the dwarf's suddenly talkative mood.
"Anyone but me."
"But you'll take them in larger amounts." Only if I'm in a good mood. This stuff is used for leveling up alchemy at low levels. Leather workers can level up on pelts, too. The zeros, that is. So it's possible to sell them in the city. What about soul crystals? Are you interested in those? Are you a necro or something? A what? A necromancer. They have a skill like that. It raises the chance of soul crystal drops. But what are the chances of a worker like you being a necro? You must have gotten the crystal by accident. The chance is infinitesimal, but it does exist. Or do you have necromancer skills? What race are you? A rare one. I sure can see that you're a rare freak, so you must possess some skill like the necromancers and the rest of them who deal with corpses. A level zero character will not be able to see such a crystal or take it. You can only receive one if you trade with a necro. So will you take it? One off a rat is next to useless. Now, did you come here to work or to chat? Get out of my sight already. Ross found himself at the respawn point once again a few hours later. This time he hadn't touched anyone at all, but was standing there mining peacefully after another kill when suddenly three rats attacked him from behind. Could they have come to avenge their fallen kin?
You're a hard-headed fool, Greedy shook his head. I've never seen noobs as stupid as you.
Instead of making fun of me, you could give me a flask and a pickaxe.
A hard-headed one indeed. Well, you know what? I will oblige. I'm in a good mood today. We'll deduct the price of the pickaxe later, and you'll owe me 200 pelts for the flask.
20.
Getting cheeky, are we? Not a good idea.
Come on, it's hardly worth a dozen.
A fat lot you know about prices. 50 pelts, or find yourself another shop.
All right, agreed. Do you have any better clothes? Mine get worn through too quickly.
You need armor instead of clothes, since you screw around instead of engaging in honest labor.
Do you have any armor?
Listen, noob, what we have here is a mine, and not a castle under siege. Once there's nothing left of your clothes, we'll give you some new ones, but that will be deducted too. You have a piece rate contract, so you'll owe us if you don't manage to get enough ore for food and so on, which means you'll stay in the mines until your debt is paid off. Got it?
Sure, sure. So about that pickaxe and that flask?
What's your mining and quarrying at?
It hasn't been unlocked yet.
So it's zero. A decent pickaxe won't do you any good. The chance of getting a lump of ore will decrease, and you'll get nothing every other time. I'll give you a plain pickaxe. There'll be a penalty due to zero level mining and quarrying, not too big, but still. So I advise you to level it as soon as you can. It shouldn't take you more than a couple of hours. In fact, you could have done it a long time ago, if you weren't such a doofus.
The new tool made things happen faster during mining, as well as hunting. Having killed two more rats and harvested three lumps of ore, Ross received the message. Congratulations. Auxiliary stat unlocked. Mining and quarrying. Achievement earned. First auxiliary stat. Achievement bonus. 1 intellect point. Bonus effect. Permanent. Achievement unlocked. Start to know thyself. Unlock 10 auxiliary stats to complete the achievement. Reward random. A pity it wasn't his strength that got a bonus point, but this was fine too. Every point of intellect gave his character an extra 11 points of magic energy. According to the stat description, higher intellect would also let him regenerate magic energy faster. This meant he could use Soul Trap more often, which would make it easier to hunt. Thus far, he would still occasionally have to throw rocks or lumps of ore. Doing so was supposed to level up his accuracy, but Ross didn't see any urgent need for that just yet. Still, everything needed to be leveled up. He had overheard two orcs talking by the mining cart earlier. One was telling the other, "You should wash more often to level up attractiveness." He had no idea what it might be useful for, but everything appeared to have some use or other. Also, Ross wasn't hugely fond of being filthy. From the ore to the rats, back to the ore, and then back to the rats. The cycle was growing slightly shorter, and the water he drank once an hour helped a little with the constant shortage of vigor. Ross barely got into his next mining session when a tap brought him two lumps of ore instead of one. A pleasant bonus. The next message he received as he put the ore away in his bag was rather unpleasant. Attention, you are slightly overloaded. Your character's speed is reduced by 1 point. Your character's agility is reduced by 1 point. The negative effect will last until the carried load is reduced. If the carried load is increased, the negative effects will increase accordingly. Bother. He couldn't submit his ore, either, since he'd have to wait for the evening registration or whatever it was. Then again, evening should have come a long time ago. Also, he was actually weary, and not the way the game made him tired. It would be great to lie down, steam a bit in the sauna, or at least to take a dip in the creek. There was a flash of red behind him, and darkness covered everything. Mind Demon of Mischief hits you for 89 damage. The Mind Demon of Mischief kills you. You are resurrected at your current respawn point, Miner Settlement next to the ravenous mine, Rallia Province. The current owner is the Sword Power Guild. Attention, this is a dangerous zone. There is high likelihood of aggressive actions from monsters and players. It is not recommended to place your bind points in dangerous zones. Would you look at that? Killed in a single hit. The damage sustained by Ross was nearly 3 times higher than his total health. Hey, at least the death was quick and painless. It was way past sunset, and the settlement was shrouded in darkness. The only light came from a fire next to the gate, and the dim torch hanging above Greedy sitting in his favorite spot. Ross discovered a few dwarves next to him at the respawn point. They looked strange, staring into nothingness with glassy eyes.
"You wouldn't happen to be a masochist, would you?" asked Greedy.
"No, I'm actually a sadist in disguise."
"Would you believe it? The noob cracks jokes, too."
"What happened to these guys?" Ross pointed at the dwarves.
"They logged off and left their characters in the mine."
"What happens then?"
"Our mine is pretty tricky. The first galleries are safe. There are no mobs there. But that's only true during the day. After dusk, all kinds of things crawl out of the depths. Some of the guests are so tough we can't handle them if we rush them all together. So you can leave your body in the galleries. But don't be surprised if you find yourself at the respawn point come morning. Then again, you should be used to it."
"Can I submit my ore harvest?"
"Wait until the morning. All the carts have been rolled out and left standing."
"Is the sauna working?"
"Where would it go? It's long empty, though."
"What about some food?"
"You should come up earlier, wise guy. It's way past supper. Go check if there's anything left in the pot."
The gunk he found in the pot was most unappetizing, and looked as though it had already been digested once. Alas, he was ravenous, and also seeing system messages that warned him of substantial stat penalties if his character's hunger increased, followed by the loss of hit points. So, he had no choice but to stuff his face and try to keep it down. The water he found at the sauna was lukewarm, which Ross hardly found surprising. What did surprise him was that the miner huts stood empty. There were only a handful of people sleeping on the wooden bunks, even though each hut could accommodate up to around 20. Most miners appeared to be leaving their characters underground, despite the risk. On the other hand, what real risk was there? It wasn't like they could lose anything. They were just saving the time it took to get back. The supper, albeit rather revolting, coupled with the bracing wash, managed to lift some of his fatigue. Instead of falling on his bunk, Ross took a seat on the porch so as to reflect on the day's progress in peace. Mining and quarrying pleased him the most. Having unlocked the stat after reaching 1 point, he got it to grow by an additional 1.25%. Aside from that, things looked a lot less inspiring. Despite his tireless hunting and mining, he'd only managed to have his strength grow by 0.11. Leveling that stat up to compensate for his stat point distribution blunder would sure take a while, possibly even longer than he imagined. Agility hadn't grown at all since the value was already quite high, so it would take a lot to increase it. Strangely enough, his intellect had grown by 0.12 and his mental power by 0.01. Both stats were associated with magic skills, so their progress must have been the result of his frequent use of the Soul Trap skill. Incidentally, now that he had 33 magic energy points, he could use his other magic skill, reviving the trapped soul of the long dead. But what would he use as his target? Ross may have been a noob, but he wasn't an idiot. It was easy enough to conclude that his two skills must be related in some way. He produced one of the three soul crystals acquired today out of his bag, stared at it intently, and activated it by saying, "Rise and shine." The crystal made a rustling sound as it turned into fine sand, which passed right through his fingers. The grains of sand did not reach the earth, forming a tiny tornado, even though the air had been perfectly still. The air around it started to ripple, with currents reaching into the center of the vortex, picking up all sorts of garbage, pebbles, earth particles, and dust. The center of this phenomenon was then covered by an impenetrable dome of darkness, which disappeared after a second or two with a bang, and Ross jerked back, reaching for his pickaxe. Standing there right in front of him was a plump rat. He started to swing, but then stopped. The mob didn't seem the least bit aggressive. It didn't look that well either, with its skin covered in bald patches and wounds oozing some liquid, one ear torn away completely, and not a single glimmer of reason in its dull eyes. Zombie Rat, a creature summoned from the Realm of Darkness, level 2, skills none, stats, defense 1, attack 2. Achievement earned. You've become a summoner. Achievement bonus. New auxiliary stat unlocked. Summoning. Skill acquired. Lesser healing of the summoned creature. Bonus effect permanent. Achievement unlocked. Summoner. Summon 150 creatures to complete the achievement. Achievement reward random. Ross barely managed to admire his summoned creature when Greedy appeared from around the corner, cursing shortly and then giving the rat a good kick. The summoned mob flew into the crater's abyss without so much as a squeak. Your summoned creature dies.
Those beasts find you even here, you mega noob, though I rarely see one make it all the way up here. Why don't you go inside already? I'm tired of seeing your mug even more than of my mother-in-law's nagging.
Greedy, I have a question.
You're all questions and no use. I'm sick to my gut of you already.
You're gonna like this one.
Oh yeah? Well, try surprising me. I'm all ears.
I have already eaten, slept, drank, and washed myself in the game, but haven't been to the bathroom once yet, and I haven't felt any urges of that sort. Does one do without it here?
Well, you haven't surprised me, but you're right, in general. That is an interesting question. This game models real life very faithfully. If you eat something, you gotta go to the can. Only nobody does. Now, why is that? There are all kinds of theories, but the one I like best is this.
I heard that in real hardcore battles in locations where no minors are allowed, some characters are occasionally torn to pieces, and they say you can sometimes notice an interesting sort of a structure somewhere among the flying pieces of guts, like a miniature teleport arch, similar to the ones they have in bigger cities. So my idea, not only mine, actually, is that food gets into your stomach through your gullet the way it should, then it ends up in your colon where it transforms into shit. Once it reaches the teleportation portal, it gets sent somewhere. Where? Now that is something nobody knows, but I do believe there is an enormous privy out there somewhere, the king of all shithouses, as it were, and all our shit ends up in there. Over 400 million users, and around 2 or 3 times as many NPCs. Can you even imagine the sheer scale of the thing? It's hard to imagine. If you keep on finding trouble in the most mundane places, I won't be much surprised if you find that shithouse someday. You've got a knack for that, it would seem. Thus, what we are dealing with here is but another tax, and a voluntary one at that. The player pays for accessing the game, and some of this money is used to finance high-cost government projects. That is, one of the reasons why this year's military budget is so scandalously inflated. Currently, a substantial part of the funds received from the players is invested in the expansion of the project. Infrastructure, construction, and upgrades, attraction of new users, and further research of hardware that would be even more advanced. The portion of these expenses keeps dwindling as the project expands, which will invariably result in lower user fees. We are already seeing it happen. There are all sorts of promo campaigns, low-cost packages, and discounts for regular users. On the other hand, government involvement in every sector is likewise on the increase. There has also been an increase in the number of attempts to influence game-related events on the governmental level. The recent opposition between several Asian countries that nearly escalated into a military conflict is a typical example. From the annual supplement to the American Journal of Economics and Sociology. Chapter 9. The summoned rat kept following Ross like a pet dog. It would stop whenever he stopped and sit whenever he sat. It wasn't that hard to figure out the controls of the zombie rat for an intelligent person, regardless of their relative lack of experience in the game. And so Ross kept going further away from the sounds of miners working, itching to try the beast out in a real engagement. He didn't have to search too long, giving the attack command without taking his eye off the first spotted rat that was chewing on something. The zombie attacked, and the mobs started fighting. Ross's protege won, but he had to heal it twice with his new skill. It turned out to be a resource-intensive procedure, as casting the healing spell once consumed 10 points of magic energy. On the plus side, there was no risk this way, and his pants remained undamaged. Ross also noticed that the new rat was weaker than the one summoned yesterday. He had already suspected the beasts to differ from one another, judging them by size. It was also very obvious in battle. Some were stronger, and others much weaker. What he really needed was a soul crystal from the fattest beast out there. That way, he would be able to mop up the small fry without breaking a sweat. Ross grabbed his pickaxe and went off to work the rock. Mobs were best for leveling up strength, of course, but he still had his duties. Greedy would hardly be overjoyed with small yields. Ross had already managed to figure out that the dwarf was in charge of virtually everything here, which meant he should stay on good terms with him. His activities now alternated between mining for ore and using the zombie rat to kill its living kin. After the fifth hunt, Ross noticed that his strength had stopped growing, stuck at yesterday's infinitesimal value. Now why would that be? He found his answer soon enough. The mining and quarrying stat grew when you mined for ore. It wouldn't grow one whit from killing rats, no matter how many of them you vanquished. It was therefore easy to deduce that strength only grew when it was used for killing mobs, whereas he hadn't done anything other than healing his zombie. This had made his intellect and mental power grow a little, but there were no other benefits. He had to start using his pickaxe for something other than chipping away at rock, getting his pants torn, and then restoring his health while mining. On the other hand, he had gotten much better at hunting from yesterday. He was more experienced, and the summoned rat was a big help. He was getting outstanding results by sicking his familiar on a mob, then running around the foes engaged in combat and dealing blows from the rear. In roughly half the cases, this led to a spinal injury, which made it a breeze to finish off the mobs safely. But even when that didn't happen, he would still deal good damage, wrapping the battle up without too much effort. Having slain yet another rat, Ross discovered an unexpected item inside. Enchanted copper ring, enchantment effect, +1 to disguise. Ross couldn't understand why this overgrown rodent would be dragging a ring about, and a charmed one to boot, but what really amazed him was the bonus to disguise. He decided he wouldn't be able to solve that one on his own, so he ordered the summoned rat to stay put, and headed back to the social part of the mine in order to submit the ore he had mined and try to find Pup. He hadn't been able to establish contact with any other miners, despite his best efforts. He found Pup in the same gallery as the day before, with the dwarf tapping away at the rock monotonously. Ross decided it would be wrong to wait for him to rest without doing anything, and upon finding a prospective vein nearby, joined him in digging for ore. Pup stopped at once. "Hey, Ross. Look, it's best to avoid doing what you're doing." "What do you mean?" "Don't tap. The closer the miners stand to each other, the higher the risk of a rock fall." "You have rock falls here?" "We sure do. This mine's a total load of crap. It's fine if it kills you at once, but what if it just buries you underneath? You'll waste hours trying to dig yourself out." "Sorry for interrupting. I just wanted to have a word with you." "Oh, all right. I might as well rest for a few minutes. You're not likely to let me be anyway." "Pup, I killed a rat and found a copper ring inside it. Is that normal?" "What are you, a total noob?" "Yep, as newbie as they get. Never played anything like this before?" "Not even once." "Now that's just weird. How did you even end up here? Anyway, you'd better get used to it. Even though they say the game is just like real life, there are plenty of oddities here. Mobs don't just drop pelts. It's been this way in many of the classic games, so this one's no exception." "The ring has a bonus. It adds a point to disguise. Am I right to understand that only works when you wear it on your finger?" "Well, sure. Do only rings have bonuses?" "No, any item, and there are all kinds of them, too." Pup showed Ross his hand, with two rings glittering dimly on two of his fingers. "I have four of them, with bonuses to strength." "I only see two. Two of them have a property called merging. You can put them on and make them invisible and undetectable to the touch, as if they didn't exist. Less visual clutter, and they don't get in the way. Hey, want to sell it to me?" "What do you need disguise for?" "I leave the body here for the night, and sometimes the mobs that crawl out of the distant galleries find it, which means I have to waste time getting all the way down here in the morning. Disguise should make it a bit harder for them to detect me." "What about breakfast and supper? Don't you ever come up for that?" Why would I lap up that slop and have them charge me for it as if it were beluga caviar? No way. I've stocked up on food well enough. How about a swap for one of those rings with strength? Sorry, no can do. I need strength myself, and I have no extra ones. So, how about selling it? Is it expensive? A plus one ring is worth peanuts. How about I just give it to you, but you tell me its real price in return, and tell me more about mobs and the stuff they drop? Ross, I wasn't trying to rip you off. It's hardly worth anything at all. You'll get a silver coin for it, if you're lucky. I'm going to tell you about them anyway, but briefly, while Vigor is still regenerating. I'm all ears. As for mobs, you get the regular and the elite variety. You will find no others here. But there are others? Bosses? Special monsters? There are definitely none of those here. If you have a perception point or two, you can view the level of regular and elite mobs if it isn't higher than yours. The difference between the regular and the elite kind is that the latter have much higher stats at the same level, sometimes by an order of magnitude. It's much harder to kill an elite mob, but you also get more experience for it. You know how to kill rats by now, I take it, and how to get the loot from their carcasses. If you have decent hunting skills, you can get more loot. Otherwise, the pelt gets damaged more often. Fangs or claws become unrecoverable and so on. All of that stuff also gets destroyed if you kill a mob in a particularly vicious manner. How does that happen? Let's say a rat has 20 hit points, and you hit it for 200 damage. I rarely see even 10 damage. How would I do that? You're a level zero noob. You're not supposed to see anything bigger than that. A high-level player can deal more than a few hundred damage, but they won't get anything. No experience and no loot. It's a good way to protect low-level mobs from high-level farmers. Farmers? Yeah. Farming is going for loot professionally. I make a living mining ore, for example, but some folks hunt mobs and sell the stuff they drop for a living. Whole clans get together to farm bosses. You need a posse, even for a low-level boss. They're that serious. But that's where you get the best loot. A boss can drop anything, including an epic or a legendary item. I know what you're gonna ask next, so there we go. Items in this game are tiered, from the cheapest junk with minimal stats to rare and expensive stuff that has lots of useful stats. The ring you got from the rat wasn't of the absolute cheapest sort. If it didn't give any bonus, it would hardly be worth the trouble of picking it up. You could probably sell it for smelting for a copper. On the other hand, they got the legendary Ice King Sword from a raid boss a month ago, which was then sold for over 11 million. In gold? Oh yeah. Although they may have arranged a payment in real money, I'm not completely sure. Jumpin' Jesus on a pogo stick. Amen. It is the absolute auction sale record to date. So you can't kill a boss like that on your own. Even the easier bosses are real fat. That is to say, they have lots of hit points and high defenses. Their attack is also pretty strong, and they usually have a bunch of unpleasant skills to boot. For example, they can paralyze you and then squash you while you're incapacitated. The easiest way would be to find a chaos den that no one had managed to find before. It's usually a cave, and you become its discoverer. When you enter it for the first time, it kinda adjusts to you. Even if the mobs you find there are of a higher level than you, it won't be by much. All of them are elite and buffed, but if you play smart and your equipment is good enough, you have a chance of picking them off one by one. But you won't be able to kill a boss on your own. It would be like facing a whole pack of elite mobs. And if you bring a high-level player to kill the boss, the corpse won't drop anything of value? Well, it depends. For example, you could get fragments of the Ice King Sword instead of the item itself. They're gonna cost more than their weight in gold, but that's a different scale, as you understand. Also, if you kill a boss whose level is much higher than yours, you risk becoming the recipient of its last curse, which stays with you for a long time and is real hard to remove. So if the rat were of a lower level, I wouldn't have gotten a ring? The ring wouldn't disappear, but what you'd manage to pick from the carcass would be something like a fire-damaged copper ring. A damaged item will have no stat bonuses. Consequently, it won't fetch more than a copper, assuming the blacksmith's in a good mood. So rats don't drop any valuable items. In theory, developers designed things in such a way that even a rat can drop an epic item, or perhaps even a legendary one, I'm not sure. But don't get your hopes up if you plan on getting rich that way. You might as well log out and start searching piles of manure for diamonds the size of chicken eggs. You'd have a higher chance going that route. Got it. I have another question about experience. I have about 300 points, and it keeps accumulating. Of course, you receive XP points even though your levels are locked. 300, eh? That means you'll become a level 3 character at once if you manage to remove the lock. You need 100 to get from level 1 to 2, and 200 more to get from level 2 to 3. The only reason you can't grow is your 0-level account, but your experience isn't going anywhere. It keeps adding up. If you can level up your stats without any fuss, what's the point in having levels? Especially given that once your level grows, you're no longer capable of getting the rats to drop any loot, and, if I understand everything right, you'll also get less XP from them. What would you want with low-level rats? You can find enough mobs to match your own level and defeat them if you're into violence and all. How about this? With your level 0 character, you can only equip stuff that has no level requirements. Even the best pickaxes for level 0 characters are so lame that it will take you half a day to harvest a lump of iron ore, and iron isn't even a high-level resource, so we end up with crap like copper. You could, of course, order a custom-made elite tool without any level requirements from a high-level blacksmith, but it would take months of work in an iron mine to make it worth your while. There are, however, items that give a bonus to your level in general. A ring that adds a single point to your level, for instance. You put it on, and the character's level grows by one. It stays that way for as long as you wear the ring. Such items cost a lot more than the ring you looted off the rat, but it's feasible enough to get around 15 bonus levels. That's what most level 0 players do. Then they buy modestly priced tools and mine all kinds of resources up to silver. Top clans also have buffers working in serious mines. They give you all kinds of useful buffs that boost your stats, speed up vigor regeneration, raise your general level, and so on. The bonuses are temporary, but a high-level buffer can make them last until the end of the workday. That way, advanced 0-level players can mine for silver, or perhaps something even better. Take a look at my pickaxe. It deals twice more damage than yours, and also adds a point to mining and quarrying. This allows me to deal even more damage to the resource. What this boils down to is that I manage to get 2 lumps of ore and start tapping for the third before you finish harvesting your first. I'd love to get some level-boosting items, if I only had some money. You won't see Greedy selling anything of the sort. He only deals in small stuff, to keep busy, rather than to earn any serious money. You can only buy this stuff in towns and cities. It's much harder to come across in villages, for example. Or, if you're lucky, maybe a mob will drop something. Do they drop that kind of stuff rarely? Fairly frequently, actually, but those things are in real high demand. After all, most of the players are simple workers like us. Everybody needs something of that sort. What would be more expensive, to pay for an expanded account or to collect a few items with a level bonus? Hard to say. It depends on your luck. I got this level bonus bracelet for a few pennies. Some noob offered to sell it without realizing its true cost. However, with a full account, you can actually raise your level, whereas items merely add a level while you wear them. So what's the difference? It's not like it's hard to wear these things. The thing is that once you raise your level, you get 5 undistributed primary base stat points. Every 10 levels give you an undistributed secondary stat point, and every 25 levels, an auxiliary stat point, also undistributed. Why are there so many primary stat points and so few of the rest? The primary ones are the most valuable, after all. That's how you see it, being a noob. As things stand, they're the easiest to level up. But try leveling up something like the jewelry skill. You'll have to waste a bunch of gems. All your unsuccessful attempts will produce useless sand. This will cost you loads of money, and you'll only start making a profit once your level is high enough, which takes a lot of time and effort to achieve. Even among top guilds, high-level jewelers are a rarity. That's how expensive it is to develop that skill.